Oh, yeah, it's 6 o'clock Eastern Time, and he's on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, featuring rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk, pop, truck, and a whole bunch of other stuff like European film soundtracks, song poems, and other junk from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, never worries, from the 50s to the turn of this century. My name is Alex, and for the next 2 hours, I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs. Anyway, we're going to start off the show with something rather unusual that was turned on to by one of my associate producers. This show is going to be just an amalgam of just about everything. Got some stuff from the last 2 weeks of Todd Farm, closed for the season. So I don't know how I'm going to get new music, but I'll try. I'll be hitting the thrift. Let's get on with it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford. We'll be right back.
Fasten your seatbelt. It's going to be a bumpy night.
You take a boy, you take a girl, you take a car, you take a wall. Bug out, baby. Let's bug out of here. Bug out, baby. Let's bug out of here. Well, now you're going to a party and you want to snuggle kiss and hug. But the party's dead and so you want to bug.
Come on, baby. Let's bug out of here.
You look at him. He looks at you. You drop a hint. He takes a cue.
Listen, sister, I don't dance. And I can't take time out now to learn.
If you don't love me, must you stand right there? So I can see the sunlight in your hair. Don't be so unkind by playing on. Your finger. other fools your way. If you don't love me, don't you take my part. Laughing fellas, a twist around my heart. Don't you pay no mind, just let them be unkind. They should know I've paid the piper of love. Lifted your finger, I came running. Now you linger, teasing and luring other fools. Play the game and gently lead you on. Then there'll come a time your heart will break like mine. Yeah, you're gonna pay for playing the piper of love.
Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. It's 6:17, and yes, there were some equipment malfunctions. I got one CD player that appears to be chock full of CDs, but it's reading no disc. The other thing was I was going to play a CD, and it's one of mine, and I don't know, there's scratches on it, so it wouldn't load. Anyway, let me tell you what I played. Backing me up tonight is Buddy Morrow and his orchestra with the theme from Highway Patrol off the album Impact 1959 and RCA Victor. Just heard Al Saxon with Piper of Love from the compilation UK Teen Sound Rarities 2005 on Rare Rockin' Records in Australia. Originally released on Fontana in the UK in 1960. Before that, the Juveniles and their version of Bo Diddley. Originally released on Jordan in 1965. I got off the compilation Flash and Crash, came on Y2K on Beat Rocket. Before that, the 17s and Bug Out. Track originally released on Golden Crest in 1958. And I got it off the compilation Bug Out. Came out in 1991 on Candy. And then before that, would have been the Ames Brothers, Prides of Quincy, Mass. And Candy Bar Boogie, but the CD was scratched. Wouldn't load in one of them and wouldn't play in the other. And then we kicked it off with a track called Industrial Hoot, number 2. By some kids who were fooling around in an art space in Pomona, California. Want to see a Darlene Lacey. I really like it. And I said, damn, I'm going to play it. Recorded around 1980. Why don't we get right back into it? Try to catch up with the clock. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Show me how to really come on now. I'm the way. Willie, yeah, I'm the way. mama, 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 teach me how to honk a willy, yeah.
Hi folks, I'm Joe Lacey. I'm an illustrator, and I draw fun and wacky characters for toys and books. But no matter how hard I try, I can't come up with a character more fun or more wacky than Alex on the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Put me down to all our friends each time they come around. You make me feel just like a heel. I've had all that I can stand. Looks like we won't make it. I'm not begging you to stay. Here's your suitcase. The bus stop is just two blocks away. I ain't good enough for nothing. That's all I've heard you say. I'm not even gonna have the blues when you walk away. I'm gonna celebrate your leaving with a peaceful night at home. I ain't good enough for nothing. Leave old good enough alone. Smile upon your face, and I want to keep you in my memory that way. You're a happy soul that's searching so for the midnight sun, while old good enough for nothing has things mighty good at home. I ain't good enough for nothing. That's all I've heard you say. I'm not even gonna have the blues when you walk away. Gonna celebrate your leaving with a peaceful night at home. I ain't good enough for nothing. Leave old good enough alone.
Are my methods unsound?
Uczałe góry, sumiały lasy. A dzisiaj wszystko ucichło. Gdzie się podziały wesołe czasy? Uciekły one za rybą. Ej, wypij, bracie, jeszcze jednego. Oświet zagląda do okna twego. Skoro się skończy to nasze życie, skończy się praca, skończy się picie. Wypij to piwo z kufla małego, z flaszeczki wino czerwone. Pochwal ty Boga, stwórcę twojego, za lata tutaj spędzone. Ej, wypij, bracie, jeszcze jednego, bo świat zagląda do okna twego. Skoro się skończy to nasze życie, skończy się praca, skończy się picie. Skończy się praca, skończy się picie.
I don't see any method at all.
Gotta tell somebody about the way I feel tonight. I'm restless and I'm shaky. Gotta hold somebody tight. Gotta tell somebody. Mom and Pop don't understand. Oh, there are pretty girls awaiting all over this land. I've been walking through the park.
It's 6:34 Eastern Time, and he's out of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. The station wants you to know that if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. This is a public service message from WMFO in Medford. Tufts, freeform, educational, community, whatever you want to call it, radio. Anyway, let me tell you what I played. This went by, this second set went by considerably better than the first one, now that I know it isn't working or what does. Backing me up, once again, the orchestra directed by Buddy Morrow, Highway Patrol theme. You just heard Fabian with Gotta Tell Somebody from the fabulous Fabian LP. Recent Todd Farm find. Came out in 1959 on Chancellor. Well, let's turn this back. There we go. Poor Fabian. You heard Marion Lush and the Drink Brother Drink Polka. A single I picked up for under a dollar. Came out in 1964 on Dino Polkas. Look at that. Red Solvine, the patron saint of the Desperate Hours. Patron saint of the Desperate Hours. Good Enough for Nothing from the Phantom 309 LP. Came out in 1967 on Star Day. And we kicked off the set, the second set of the evening, with the Crescendos and Uncle Willie from the compilation Pebbles Volume 24. Came out in 1988 on AIP, originally released on Metronome in Germany in 1965. Okay. Let's get back into it. I'm going to catch up a little more. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Hey, this is MJ Quirk from Club Linehan Agogo, The Soup Man, and many other bands. And you're listening to The Desperate Hours with my good budzo Alex Pandas on 91.5 WMFO Tufts University, Medford. Now play some Rod Keith, damn it.
Exotic woman, take your dance away. You hypnotize me with the way you sway. You got a pretty groovy motion, and I think I'm drinking simple potion. Yeah. Exotic woman. I know I'm not the man to hold the charm. You to be bound in.
This one's a Geezer Pilot era.
To the king of Todd Farr, Mr. Alex Piendez, on the Desperate Hours on WMFO.
I went to see a play right here lately. It was one of them classical plays. And it was wrote by a fella named William Shakespeare that lived over here in the old country here a while back. And it's a play, it's called Hamlet. And it was named after this young boy, Hamlet, that appeared in the play. And it was pretty good, except that they don't speak as good English as we do. Now, let's see. Hamlet, he lived in this castle over in the old country with his mama and daddy. You know where it was that his daddy was king over this land? And also living with him there was a fellow named Claudius. Now, Claudius was Hamlet's uncle on his daddy's side. And before the play ever opened, this fellow Claudius plotted and killed Hamlet's daddy so that he might gain the throne and then married Hamlet's mama. And that made him Hamlet's stepdaddy. And, well, all do try to remember that if you can, because you will need it later on. Now, there was a fellow Polonius. He lived there. He was a kind of advisor to the king. And there was a fellow named Horatio. He was Hamlet's buddy. He lived there. Then there was a girl named Ophelia that was visiting there. She was Hamlet's sweetheart that he had met at BYPU. And there's all kinds of maids and soldiers and stable boys and things like that that live there too, you know. And remember, before the play ever opens up, Hamlet's daddy's already dead. And when it opens up on these two soldiers that was a standing guard one night. and this ghost come up on them. And one of them says, hark. He said, no, they said hark a whole lot back then. He says, hark, what thing is this I see before me? And the other one says, let us flee and seek out young Hamlet, for behold, it bears a visage like unto his father. And it did, too. It looked just exactly like it. You couldn't took a better picture uptown. They were in the house to get Hamlet, but he had just come in from high school and was tired and had went on to bed. But anyhow, they told him about it, and he got on up and put his britches on and went on outdoors with them. And when he got there, the ghost started talking to him. Says, behold, Hamlet, says, look on me, for I am the ghost of thy father. Then it went on to tell him, you know, how it was that Claudius had plotted and killed him, you know, like I told you a while ago. Well, when it got on telling him, it made Hamlet swear to seek out vengeance on his former uncle and present stepdaddy, Claudius. And after Hamlet sweared it, well, the ghost went on off, and none of them ever seen it after that. And it was right there that Hamlet gave that soliloquy about being or not being. Well, for them that don't know, a soliloquy is a kind of a self-talk. You know, it is where you kindly, you know, sit and look away off and kindly talk to yourself. And that's what he was a-doing. Only he wasn't sitting down, he was walking. And when he come close to the end of it, he come up on this young girl, Ophelia. And he says to himself, he says, soft, I see Ophelia fat.
Okay, it's 6:49 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM. WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in this third set of the evening. Just heard Andy Griffith in a single part of his comedy routine, Hamlet Part 1, track released in 1959 on Capitol. Before that, Quincy Jones and Soul Bossa Nova. You remember that from the Austin Powers movies. From the reissue of the Big Band Bossa Nova LP, came out in 1998 on Verve, originally on Mercury in 1962. Before that, heard Rod Keith, An Exotic Woman, from the Saucers in the Sky Best Of thing. He came out in 2005 on Roratorio, originally released on Preview in 1966. And we kicked off the set, the third set of the evening, with the Iguanas, featuring Iggy Pop, Again and Again, in a previously unreleased acetate recorded in 1965, but I'm going to lie, I got off the compilation, Highs in the Mid-60s, Volume 19, Michigan, Part 3, came out in 1985 on AIP. Well, I'm getting the hang of this. This next set's going to take us past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show. These are the Desperate Hours Hope you're digging it despite the pilot errors and all that other stuff.
Kiss me like everybody else does.
Hark to my tale of a very tragic love, most grievous to relate. Two star-crossed lovers with a perfect love, they could not consummate. Their love was constant, their love was true, but of passion it was devoid. For he was a UNIVAC Mark II, and she was an XF1 humanoid. She gazed at him and a tear was in her eye. To her love was denied. Her lover stood for mighty stories high, and he was one block wide. How could they do the impossible? How could their love be enjoyed? When he was a UNIVAC Mark II, and she was an XF1 humanoid. And each to each on wavelengths ultra high, they whispered secretly of transistors and gears and shafts and cams and printed circuitry. And so time passed for the two of them in the place where they were employed. where he was a UNIVAC Mark II and she was an XF1 humanoid. Oh, hush your sobs, my pretty little miss, and dry those oily tears. You know that robots can't afford to cry, for it surely rusts their gears. You must give up all these thoughts of love, though it leave you an aching void. Give up on this UNIVAC Mark II and find you an XM1 humanoid.
Hey, this is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.